What's up, everybody? Go ahead and introduce us, because
hey guys, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Don't Tell Mom podcast. We're on episode, I think 115, if I'm not mistaken, and we are doing a Zoom today. Because this may be the podcast, the brother sister duo, where anything everything goes, the Don't Tell Mom podcast. But one thing that does not go is you getting me sick. So you need to stay home, and that's where we're podcasting today from, folks.
Yes, I am like, I don't know. In the back of my head, I'm kind of freaking out. And if anything gets worse, then I'm going to go get tested, and I probably should anyway. But yeah, I've just had congestion. I don't know, the kids coming home after the first week of school, bringing the foreign objects into the house or anything, but no fever.
Yeah,
no, it's literally just like snot and yellow snot and drainage. And so I messaged you last night with a picture of Theraflu in the Don't Tell Mom merchandise mug, and and I was like, yeah, let's don't risk anything. If this gets worse, I'm gonna go get something shoved up my ass and figure out what it is.
I don't think that's how they test you for coronavirus, Colin. I think.
Oh, dang it! Dang it!
You might want to cancel that appointment. Well, well, I hate that you're sick. It's crazy because it's like the cold still exist? Is the flu still a thing, or is like anything coronavirus now? Like, if you're sick, you get coronavirus. It's like,
I know.
Surely there's other illnesses that are just like normal stuff that, you know, you're going to be fine. So I don't know if the common cold still exists with corona.
It seems like in theory, with us everybody wearing masks, that we shouldn't get anything because we're not breathing in anything unless you're not, you know, you're touching stuff and then not brushing your hands. But I mean, it's kind of scary too, because your body needs those immunities built up for the common cold and the, you know, the stuff floating around. But
I'd heard something about that. Like, you're going to be more prone to getting sick because your body's like not getting all those dirty germs that's good for it. And cause you're like washing your hands more, and like, so this could kind of backfire on us a little bit.
Yeah. I think looking down the road, I don't know. I think looking back when we get down the road, we're going to realize that we probably made a
huge mistake.
big mistake. Not just like living with it and trying to fight it day by day, you know, versus like just closing everybody off and then throwing everybody out there. But
was it you and me that were talking, like somebody I was talking to the other day, about how they want to do like herd, I don't know, like if everybody gets sick, then we're all going to be fine, that kind of thing. Like, everybody just needs to go ahead and get it and then get immune to it and we'll be okay. But
yeah.
I can see how that would make sense for other people, like people that it could seriously hurt, you know. Anyway, coronavirus, beware. We're not about it right now. Apparently, no. Alabama's like, their numbers are shooting straight up, and we're one of those like hot spots now and all this stuff. So it makes me nervous that you're sick. Hopefully you're not like super sick and you don't have the corona, but I'll tell you, my baby has been sick.
Oh man.
So that's been kind of nerve wracking. It's like, well, how did she get sick and none of us are sick? Like, where have you even been, baby? Like, nowhere.
Like,
so.
Same, like congestion and stuff, or like just. Because you can't teach her, I mean, you can't tell her to blow her nose.
Nuh-uh.
Like, yeah, I'm like, okay, I got a snot rocket, but you got to suck it out.
I got to suck it out. This is.
Oh, we're live.
We are. Yeah, I know, right? If y'all are watching on YouTube, I totally just dropped the whole camera. But this right here is what I've been using to get her snot out. It's one of those little booger getters, you know? So I've been booger getting her for the last couple of days, and I think she's on the up and up. I don't think she has coronavirus or anything, but I think she has a cold. And so I imagine, colds still exist. They're still a thing. I think flu's going to be around. It's still a thing. But like everybody, it's just so funny because everybody's going to get the flu or get a cold and automatically assume that they've got coronavirus. And then think about this. How crazy would this be if, okay, I've got a cold and I'm like you do right now. Like, let's say I get a cold and I'm congested and I think it's just a cold, but you know what? To play it safe, I'm going to go get a coronavirus test. Well, while I'm sitting in line in my car waiting on my coronavirus test, my air conditioning's blasting. The guy in front of me, he does have corona. That's why he's there getting tested too. Well, his coronavirus is circulating through his car, and his air conditioning is blowing it out the back. And then my air conditioning in the car behind him sucks it up, and I get it that way. Like, I'm like, I'm just going to say, I'm so, like,
that's crazy.
Okay, because what if
that's like somebody smoking a cigarette in front of you, blowing it out the window,
and
you get
smell
lung
it.
Cancer,
right? Yeah, and then you get a whiff of it. You know, all that's happened before. Well, that's exactly how the coronavirus could get transferred. Like, I'm trying to stay away from the testing sites, as I guess, like, you imagine that's where everybody's going. That's got it, is one of those places. So it's like the real hot spot is the testing centers.
Well, and ultimately, the bottom line is we still don't know shit, because I was listening to somebody else talk about how he had to go to he was the best man in a wedding, and he didn't have any symptoms, but everybody had been hanging out with somebody that had recently gotten tested positive, and so they wanted to make sure everybody that was safe. It's Trey Kennedy, for anybody out there listening. He's got a podcast called God Bless, Do Less, but he was talking about how he had to go get tested, but they won't let you get tested unless you have symptoms. So they walked in, and he was like, hey, I need to get a COVID test, because I just, and they're like, well, do you have any symptoms? And he was like, oh shit, I forgot. Yeah, I do. But he wanted to get tested for his wedding party that he had to attend. And then he ended up getting a 3 to 9 day test, but he had to be at a wedding in like 2 days. So it's like, that was pointless. One, I didn't want to go do it. I did for my best friend, but I didn't want to do it for the, you know, I don't have any symptoms. Two, it's not even going to be, the results aren't going to be back in time. And then, so anyway, he ended up finding another place that tests. And she was like,
okay.
Well, just to let you know, these are only 70% accurate. And so he was like, okay, literally, like, what is going on? Like, these people are sitting there saying we've got these rapid tests that are 30% inaccurate.
But you got to pay for that.
I mean, that's just like, yeah, you still have to, I think, pay for them. But, like, I'm talking about the accuracy numbers. It's like, how skewed are these numbers overall,
right,
in the world as far as, like, the false negatives,
right,
and
or
stuff.
The false
so,
positives, and then you
know.
Think that you do have it.
Or the false
well,
positives.
I guess it's worse than if it'd be a false negative, because then you do have it, and then you're walking around, you know, like feeling like the man when you walk through, because you just got a test and it's negative, and then here you go coughing on everybody, and everybody around you's getting sick and dropping, and you're like, what? Because you got a false, yeah, a false.
Right.
It's like, so he ended up going and getting a test that was the rapid test, and did it come back? He had it or what?
No, it was negative. He didn't have any symptoms.
Yeah.
He just did it to be in the wedding for his best friend. But yeah, I don't know. It's just the whole thought process of, like, we don't know what the hell's going on still till this day. And then, like, how long do you think it's going to be? Another year of this, or the masks in general, or like
know.
Maybe 2 years?
I guess the vaccine is really the big thing right now, is that you want to get, is everybody's trying to, like, rush towards this vaccine, but it's, then you got all these people that don't believe in vaccines, that will refuse to take a vaccine, that are still going to be wandering among us. You know, I guess if you've got like some underlying health problems, like, I would just, and if you're like one of those anti-vaxxers or whatever, I don't know. I would just say, do it anyway. Like, I don't know, Cullen. I don't know what to tell you. Luckily,
yeah,
I don't have any underlying, you know, conditions or whatever, so that's good. But I don't know. I think,
you know, in the beginning of this, we were all talking about, like, baby booms, and, like, how the rates of babies being born is going to skyrocket. I heard an interesting take on it the other day about how that's not true, and they're actually going to decline in, like, flu right now, so I'm all hyped up or loopy. Damn it, it's doing the thing again.
I
like,
can't hear you.
The internet, we're still
yeah,
on.
We're
okay.
Still going. Yeah,
I've
been hearing you. You've just been cutting out. So hopefully the sound, folks, if you're listening, hopefully it didn't just cut out on Cullen, but it cut out on me.
I'm gonna move my phone over by the window.
Okay, but is that the speaker? Okay.
No, it's in my AirPods.
As long as the speaker still works. Well, I mean, I can hear you better now, folks. Hopefully, y'all can all hear us better now too. This is one of those things when you're doing the Zooms, you gotta like. It's different than doing the in person, right? There you go. So anyway.
There we go. But in the beginning, we were talking about, everybody's going to start getting pregnant, or, you know, we're all stuck at home in quarantine. And then they were saying that during the Spanish flu in 1918, the birth rates actually declined or slowed because I think it was Rick and Bubba, local radio hosts, that I heard talking about this. And they had me cracking up.
It's okay. She is here, baby. Yeah, hit her with the book. All right, go ahead.
Is she good? they were talking about, like, Rick was like, you know, the old saying, the absence makes the heart grow fonder, you know, like, you want to have sex the longer you're apart. Well, during this quarantine, they're like, get the hell out of my face. I don't want to touch you with a 10-foot pole. And that's why, it makes sense.
You get sick of them. You don't want nothing to do with it. Hey, yeah, that.
How is she? Is that?
I'm watching right now to see if she crawls out of the crib. She was down for a nap, and I actually had both babies sleeping. So it's been different trying to get two on some kind of nap schedule. I don't know if any of y'all have two kids or plus, but it's been interesting. The days are changing daily.
Last week at the end of the podcast, we cut, and then Brittany goes, oh, yeah, she just climbed out of the crib. We got to go. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
What she's been doing lately, is climbing out. But it's okay. She needs to sleep. Like, sometimes she'll do this, and she'll, like, wake up, and she'll cry a little bit and fuss, and then she'll go back to sleep. Because I've got this, like, monitor that I could put a book on, and she'll listen to the book and go back to sleep. So that's what we're hoping happens here. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes, folks.
I saw Corey sent a video of her climbing up a rock wall yesterday, and I was like, that's where she's learning how to climb out of the crib.
Well, no, the climbing out of the crib is what's helping her learn how to climb up the rock wall. So that's actually on the playground that y'all gave. So she's been, man, I'm telling you, she's grown. And I know we did it when we were kids. I'm sure a lot of people have done it. You know how you mark your height? On a doorpost or somewhere in your house, you mark your height. Well, we just started doing that about 4 months ago. On the inside of our pantry closet door, we have started with a pencil marking how tall Sophia is. And about 4 months ago, we did it. And the other day, and then right before Corey left to go back out of town this time, we were standing in the kitchen and I opened the door and I said, oh yeah, let's mark her again. Let's see if she's grown any. It's been 4 months now. And I swear she's grown like 3 inches in 4 months. I mean, she's a giant baby. She looks like a 5-year-old little girl. She's a year and a half. She's a 1-year-old. So, yeah, our children are definitely growing like weeds. And then, you know, Lily Mae, she's 3 months. I guess she's about to be 4 months next week. And she is like 16 pounds or something already. She's a giant. So, yeah, we've got two of them that are shooting up there. What you got?
This is what we use to mark. We got games.
Oh yeah.
Thing.
Look,
I can actually walk around with you now because
it's taking us on a tour. Okay, see, that's what we were talking about doing too. Is it's like a ruler that you can take with you.
Yeah, so it came from our old house, and Corey could probably make one that's even better.
When do you mark it? Do you do it like every year, or every couple months, or?
1-8, I don't remember when that was. Yeah, but there it is. 1-14-20, 5 years old, is the pink right there. So she's 3 feet.
She's growing like a weed too. That's crazy. And that's what we were talking about doing though, was like getting one of those. Because you remember when we were kids, where did we do it? We did it like right there on the side of, in the kitchen on like a door jam. Yeah,
just on a
we have
door
one of those
jam.
Fold out ironing boards in the kitchen too, because our house was old. It was like right over there by that little closet, I think. But
yeah,
I mean, we just, I guess we're just going to do it randomly as we think about it. And we really want, I should probably get us one that we could take with us if we ever move and all that stuff. But it's just crazy how much she's grown up, Cohen, and how much these kids, they just get older and smarter and just bigger and fatter every day. I'll tell you, Corey, he was, you know, we had decided after this baby that we were going to wait a year. And everybody knows I've been saying the whole time I want five. And then Corey's like, well, maybe four. Let's get through two first, you know. So he's one of those play it by ear, and I kind of have my mind made up. And then I said, okay, four is good because I don't want an odd number. We can have two and then two. So we're having Sophia and Lily back to back. And then I said I wanted to take at least a year off and let my body heal. You know, I just had that surgery. I need a little bit of time. This last pregnancy was really rough on my body. And this man looks at me 2 days ago, and he had just got done changing our little infant, the Lily Mae. And he looks at me and goes, let's just go ahead and try again. Let's just go ahead and have another one. What if we try in December? We'll have a Virgo baby, you know. And I was like, December? So we said we're going to wait at least a year. So it's just funny how he's the one that was like,
the rain
like singing shit and like going delirious. So anyway, I said, no, we got to wait a little bit longer than that. But I think the goal is if we wait a year and then we have the next two back to back and then we'll be done. And that's kind of what we're thinking. But yeah, so who knows, Colin? It might be I might be 3 months because I'm not the one that needs the convincing. It's him, right? So when the guy that you're supposed to be the one convincing is now trying to convince you,
you're like let's go.
Really? Aw. He was like, I was changing Lily, and I was just like, oh, I love this little fat baby, because now she's like getting all real fat and chunky, you know, and like she's got the little rolls going on. Yeah. And he just said, I just don't want her to grow up and us not have another one like, you know, her size. I think we should just go ahead and do it. And I was like, oh, Lord, here we go. But I know.
What's going to happen is you're going to have the third, and then you're going to be like, boom. Okay, now we're doing to have another one. And then it's going to be twins. And then you're going to... Then you were like, no.
Well, I told him, this is the main dilemma, was where are we going to put him in the van? I mean, we got two in car seats that got to face back.
Yeah.
I don't think you could put a rear-facing car seat on the third row of any car, can you? I don't know. Maybe you can. I don't know. But I was like, how about you take three to the kids?
And then how do you get back to
three kids? Because right now what I'm doing is I'm taking Sophia out, putting her in the cart. Then I'm taking Lily out and in her car seat, just throwing the whole car seat in the main part of the shopping cart. In the buggy, and then going shopping, and then just putting stuff in the cart around my giant car seat with my baby in it, you know. So I'm like, okay, well, if I have three, how are we gonna do? We gotta go to Costco because they got the.
You're gonna have to have a hired help or him be the stay-at-home dad at that point.
Broke. Somebody's gotta work.
Or you're gonna have to get one of those. You know, short buses or something.
I got the minivan. You know?
like the Duggars.
Like, maybe we should wait until Sophia's like can sit in the very back. Like she can climb back there. At least to where she's like able to speak to you and like you're able to communicate with her. Because right now she's still just a little baby. I know she looks like a giant. Like she looks like she's old enough, but she's not. She's a little girl. So I think one more year and then I'll be able to have her as like my little helper and it'll be good. But this man's trying to knock me up again, Colin.
That's awesome. That's crazy. It's hard to turn that down when, like you said, he's trying to, it's him that you got to convince, and then
that's the way
it's
goes.
Like, all right, let's go.
So happy Labor Day. What'd y'all do for the...
Oh, dang.
Was it Labor Day?
Yeah, speaking of babies.
Moral. I always mix them up. Labor Day, yes.
Labor. It was labor, but it's funny because everybody mixes them up. I called yesterday. And we had some money in our eating out budget, and we just had a craving for, this was like right as I started feeling really bad. And then as the night progressed, I don't know if it's the same for y'all, but like, it just like every hour it gets worse and worse, and you can like feel it. And I woke up yesterday with a little tingle in the back of my throat, and
night,
then it just started kind of picking up.
But for me.
yeah. And, but midday, we started talking about Chinese food or something. And so once you talk about it, it's like you can't stop thinking about it.
Please
And
tell me you
so
didn't take the
we
coronavirus
called
test
him.
to the Chinese store.
No, they delivered. And but when I called to place the delivery, she hung up and she said, "Now you have a good holiday. Happy Memorial Day." And I didn't have the heart to correct her and tell her it was Labor Day. But yeah, everybody seems to mix it up. I think there was a lot of lake pictures. I saw people going to the lake. Tuscaloosa, I heard, is reopening their bars after 2 weeks
Wait,
of
so tell me
being
about
shut
football,
down.
Colin. Let's talk about what shit matters down here. So please go, well, like what's going on? I mean, I haven't heard anything about it, but this is normally the time where we're cranking up for football season. So,
We're usually already at a game
right?
and have had one under the belt, but I think I don't know much of the details either, but I do know that it is in conference games only. So it's just SEC versus
Okay, that's
SEC
all the ones that
games
matter
only.
anyway, baby, because
And then
SEC's bringing it.
ACC versus ACC, but then
So, like, the
I don't know
winners
how
of
they're gonna
each
do it. Like, I don't
are
know
gonna
how to.
go do together, or what, like?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about like the capacity of the stadium or the ticket situation, or I don't know. And I heard like Big 12 and Pac-10 but pulled out
They're not even
of the
doing it, huh?
whole thing. Yeah, I think Big 12 pulled out, and then Pac-10, Big 10, and then Pac-12 pulled out. And after that, everybody was like, "All right, SEC and ACC, we're looking at
Yeah.
you. What are you gonna do?" And of
Roll
course, they're like, "We're gonna
Tide.
play football."
You know,
But
it's funny. I was
yeah,
hearing something about it.
so.
I think one of the coaches or something was saying that these kids are safer coming to football practice every day than they are just sitting at home or like getting idle hands and, you know, getting bored and going to the bars and all this stuff. Like, at least if they're focused on football and they're focused on that, they're getting coronavirus tested all the time, constantly. It's kind of crazy
Right,
though, like
right.
watching all these schools open and then shut right back down. Like, it seems like that's like the general thing that's happening is okay, everybody's going back to school and then everybody's getting sick and having to quarantine like on campus. I saw something the other day about this girl. She was being forced to quarantine in her dorm and then wasn't being served like adequate food or something. Like, they weren't giving her food and she was like, wait. And then schools like refusing to give people's tuition back when they're shut down, and I mean, it's just gonna be a big old mess.
That's the crazy thing, because part of the tuition that you pay for is the experience of like the amenities on campus and like why you go to orientation and you walk around the dorm rooms and you have the social interaction and you pay for the
The food,
cafeteria
yeah,
or the
chow
you know
hall, yeah,
the
everything.
stuff. Yeah, and now it's like you're still expected to pay the same amount of tuition as you would if you were in person, but it's just all done online from your own couch. It's like, I don't know how I would feel about that as a parent, ultimately. But today was when all the other city schools locally started back, was the day after Labor Day, because our kids have been going for about a week and a half, 2 weeks now. I think Gaines is 3 weeks, but today,
Is
like,
that official?
all the big. Like, yeah, so now we're really gonna see, I think, a big spike or not, because I think the past 2 weeks was kind of a test in general, and I think for the most part it's been somewhat okay. And the ones that were causing the ruckus were the college kids that are invincible, but the younger kids that were doing what they're told by their parents were all good. But now you're getting the mix of
It's
everybody.
crazy,
It's
Colin.
about
I
to
can't wait
be
for
a
that special edition of Life, the board game with the 2020 where you can slide back down and try again or something. You know what I mean? Like, do you get a job or do you go to college? And you
Yeah.
gotta like pick which way you go. Or is it 2020 advanced to, you know, next year or something? Like, it's just crazy,
That's
Colin. Because I mean,
funny.
what, like, it really does. all these kids, I feel bad for the kids that like really busted their ass in high school to get into that good college, to get their, you know, that's going through this and not being able to get the education that they're paying for and all this stuff. I mean, that just blows my mind. So I hate it for them.
We got stuck watching synchronized swimming the other day on TV. It was on, and it was unfreaking believable. Like, if you haven't watched synchronized swimming in a while, the freaking stuff they were able to do without touching the bottom of the pool with these girls, this group of girls, I mean, it, from all around the country. But anyway, they've changed the name to artistic swimming because synchronized was a different term that made it seem like, I don't know, it was more artistic versus synchronized. Synchronized means you're like sinking together, doing stuff, which they are, but they're being more artistic.
Like somebody
they officially changed the name for whatever reason.
And then, okay.
Exactly. And so it's not technically synchronized. So anyway, that caught me off guard when I saw artistic swimming. What is this? I could do this. And then I was like, oh, no, this is just old synchronized swimming. I still couldn't do it.
Everybody's so but touchy, you they, know, like, oh, you got to get it right, politically correct. It's artistic.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Whatever. But so I started looking at the guide, and it hit me that these were the qualifying competitions from last year to qualify for the Olympics this year. Like, the Summer Olympics should have been going on right now, or would be going on right now.
Oh yeah.
That only happens every 4 years.
Worked so hard to get there.
You're talking about
this happened.
I was like, look at these Chinese people and these Brazilian people and these Russians in the USA. Look at all them, like, they're thinking they're gonna like qualify for the Olympics, and now, yeah, I mean, you're talking about high schoolers, you know, working so hard to get into a college. I'm like, these people dedicated 12 hours a day for their whole lives to compete in the Olympics in 2020.
Take that plan, crumble it up, throw it out the window.
So what are they going to do about the Olympics? I don't know, like, in the future.
I'm sad for all of it. I mean, you know, this is just one of those little curveballs. It's a lesson. Dad would say this is just a speed bump, because 5 years from now we're gonna look back and be like, you remember that sucked. That was a shit time that year. But you know, everything's gonna work itself out, I think, and it's gonna be fine. So, you know, all the people that are out there listening that had something you really had your heart on doing this year, just be thankful and blessed that you're happy and healthy, and you're, you know, if you are, hopefully you are, and that you're making it through this alive. Because at the end of the day, the things that matter aren't, you know, the school dance you're going to miss. It's going to be the fact that you kept your family safe and that you live to see 2021, you know. You just got to count the blessings, Cullen.
Yes. How are we doing on time?
She has not climbed out of the crib again yet, so, but I imagine she's probably pissed. Listen, I'm gonna tell you this, I appreciate you getting on here. I know that you were sick, but we haven't missed a Tuesday in over two years, and so it might be a short podcast, it might be a quickie, but we're here, right? We're doing it, so we're just super happy all of you guys rode through this with us, and hopefully you found a little comedy through 2020 by listening to us. Our dumbasses talk about it.
You're right. I'm gonna probably go get tested here soon. If y'all missed our vlogs that we posted about it, the cat's out of the bag. We put our house back on the market. It's been back on the market. Brittany's known about it for a while. We just hadn't talked about it on the podcast.
That's exciting.
But so catch up over there. Catch up on your lake trip.
That's right. And I want to give a shout out on this channel. Podcast in particular. September 8th today, and this is my best friend. He's been on our podcast before. Y'all remember Rocky Carmona. It's his birthday today, so shout out to Rocky for being born and making it through another year. Mom's birthday, my birthday, Gaines's birthday, Corey's birthday, everybody in our family, like a couple. I mean, we got a lot. So all the Virgo babies, all those New Year's babies. y'all's parents got freaky on New Year's, and that's why we're all here. It's Christmas. It's warm, you know, cozied up by the fire on Christmas Eve. Those babies. With shout out to all the Virgos. Yeah, my friend Taylor, which I don't think she's been on the podcast yet, but her birthday was the other day too. So happy birthday, Mom, Corey, me. I'm coming up the 17th, and yeah, I'm going to Denver, Cullen. Yeah. So that'll be my big trip. Oh. I'm going to the Great Sand Dunes. If I don't think I've said that yet on the podcast or on my blog, but I'm going stargazing. It's like these great sand dunes, and apparently out there you can like seriously see every single star in the whole world. And so I got a telescope. Is that what it's called? Where you can see the stars. I found one of those at an antique. Yeah. It was not antique. It was a estate sale. And they were asking $15, and you know how the estate sales, they'll like shut down for lunch, and then when they come back from lunch, everything's half off. So I found it at like 11:30, and I was like, oh wait, so it's gonna be half off. So I like left and came back at 1:30 and got it for $7. So I got me a telescope for $7, and I'm gonna go see how many stars I can count for my 35th birthday. So it's gonna be fun.
You're going to fly. I picture like a big cannon type telescope. You're going to be flying with this thing like over your shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably the size of my arm. It's not the biggest one.
Oh, saying. Okay. Okay. That's interesting. There was a world known phenomenon meteor shower while we were at the beach last month or whatever. And it was going to happen between 12 and 4 a.m. And I was like, that sounds really cool. And we're on the beach where you probably the best spot to see it because there's no city lights. But I ain't got time for all that shit. But
so, God. I can't. I was thinking that I had two drinks and I was in bed for about 38 hours after that. I can't hang. Like, they're closing bars down and stuff here at like 11. Well, Corey had let me go out and meet some friends. And I had literally, Colin, I had two drinks, maybe it's because of my new stomach, but I had two drinks and I had Uber home. And then literally, Colin, I was in bed all day yesterday. It's for my other friend's birthday. So I was dying. Like today, I'm surprised, man. I'm even alive, like among the living today, like barely. I barely made it. So
you gotta warm your engines up. That's that funny.
Anymore, Colin. It's a different time. We're getting old.
No. Well, I want to leave off with a non-scientific question for the audience. If you could build a factory and create any candy in the world that no longer exists but used to exist, what candy would you make? Nothing to do with the podcast or anything. I just thought of it. I'm on Dayquil. What candy would you bring back?
I would say crybabies. The little teardrop crybabies, but you can get those at like specialty stores. Are you talking about candy that like you can never find anymore?
Candy that used to be on the aisle and now it's not on the aisle anymore. I don't have one in mind. I just want to know what the audience has to say. And I can't even think off the top of my head anything that I don't miss that I haven't found a replacement for to make me miss
candy.
What I did.
Serious there. Topic, Colin.
I think the donuts got me thinking about sweets.
Get her opinion on this. Yeah, she's the candy queen. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Colin, I feel better. I'm glad that you were able to hop on here even just for a little bit. And you're a trooper, man. I hope you get that NyQuil down. It goes down smooth and you feel better. And don't be in a problem. Pray you don't have to
got
coronavirus.
A showing.
Don't come over here if you got that.
We've got another showing coming up in about an hour, and I'm wondering if somebody on one of the door handles.
That's
a good
Cullen. That could be where it's coming from. Wipe it down. Y'all need to get serious.
I know. All right. It makes me nervous.
Be safe out there.
All right. Thank y'all for watching.
We'll see you next week. Tuesday. Peace.
Don't tell mom. Peace.